Watches the ships that go sailing somewhere beyond the sea. She's there watching for me. If I could fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing.
There was a time when my biggest concern was dying before I'd have the chance to know what it was like to not be alone. I grew up so isolated. My best friend was my jailer. My only real contact with my true father didn't happen until I was 17, and even then I knew him for a few short days until we reached what I thought would be the end of the road. When Booker sacrificed himself to prevent Columbia from ever taking flight, undoing years of hatred, misery, and tyranny. I should have known it wouldn't be that simple. I used my gifts, the ability to travel between realities, to clean up the mess left behind. Most of the realities involving Columbia ceased to be, but there were still some cracks in realities. Places where Comstock could and did escape his punishment. I took it upon myself to track down every single instance and remove him for good. I would prevent the horrors of Columbia or die trying. I traveled for years, put aside any pretense of innocence and became an adult and stopped giving in to naivety. I traced and tracked the other Comstocks, finding out that people in other realities generally reacted to encountering a monster the same way as they did in my home reality. Often, I'd arrive only to find that the Comstocks had fallen victim to misadventure, hostile natives, and the worst kind of culture shock. One of them was in a place like Columbia, among the stars, called Citadel Station. By the time I'd found him, he'd been changed into some sort of half-man, half-machine, and was shot down by someone called the Hacker. I couldn't have left that reality fast enough. Finally, I found the last one who'd assumed his old name and appearance and put up a shingle in an underwater city known as Rapture. I'd managed to take care of him, the last one, but I'd been so focused on removing him from reality, I didn't realize the danger I was in until it was far too late. I'd recovered, but the cost was high. I gave up my connection to my quantum reality powers. I was human, vulnerable. I was forced to ally myself with a madman to survive the Rapture War, and to save a little girl named Sally. The end result left me for dead, nearly beaten to death by Frank Fontaine. To save one, I allowed others to be endangered. To survive my wounds, I corrupted my mind and body with unholy genetic materials. For almost a year, I hid away in a dark, forgotten corner of Rapture. And then he came. Mark Jacobs. A simple man who survived a plane crash, came to Rapture by accident, and became the man that would save the city, that would save me, without turning into a monster himself. As displays of character go, that's rather hard to top. Right now, we're in a penthouse in Olympic Heights, and tonight, I'm going to stop being a little girl, stop being a fake, stop trying to make good out of bad. Tonight, I'm going to let him take the lead. But I'm not going to act like some twittering virgin. I'm going to make this a night he'll never forget.
Here we are. I'm alive. I survived everything this stupid, freaked-out city has thrown at me. Splicers, automated killing devices, big daddies. I've even survived Frank Fontaine. And somehow, along the way, I met the girl of my dreams. Okay, she was seriously hurt, then she was addicted to Adam, then she was horribly mutated, then she wasn't, then she was interested in me, then she wasn't, then she was. Hey, it's a complicated relationship. But we managed to save a lot of people so far, thanks to the stuff Tenenbaum gave me. And right now, we're someplace safe. Me and Elizabeth, This used to be a great piece of underwater living space. Big windows a few feet thick to keep the ocean from coming in. Barely any dust. There was that one huge blood stain on the floor near the door, but I put a rug over that. Elizabeth went to the bathroom first, and I was happy to let her. She'd been through enough already, and she needed to clean herself off more than I did. She took a bag in there with her, probably shampoo and stuff like that. Maybe change of clothes. Not a bad idea, now that I think about it. Maybe the person who left the dried blood stain on the floor also left some clothes that fit me.
Mark?
Yeah?
Are you coming out of the bathroom soon?
Give me a break. I've been here a week without brushing my teeth. If a big daddy showed up a few minutes ago, I wouldn't need weapons. My breath would have knocked it down.
I believe it.
What'd you say?
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, right. All right. Ready or not, here I come. Check out this bathroom. Somebody must have paid a mint for this. Whoa.
I found this little lace number. Do you like it?
I haven't the words. Look, Elizabeth, you don't have to vamp or test me again. You should know already how I feel about you.
I do know. But it occurred to me that maybe it's time I showed you how I felt about you. No more testing you. Unless you count testing your stamina, perhaps.
Whoa, hold the phone. Elizabeth, have you ever had sex before?
Well, not exactly.
Not exactly?
I've read all about it.
Okay. First off, Elizabeth, I love you so much, but you're trying way too hard. This isn't you. This is... I'm trying to emulate a stag film. You don't have to do that.
But isn't this what men want? Women who are sexual?
Well, if you haven't had sex before, it's going to come out as feeling insincere. You don't need to put on a show for me.
I'm sorry. I wish I knew more.
Don't be. Let's just start by relaxing. No expectations of how the night's going to go. Let's go with the basics. Here. Might as well take a sip of champagne while I go put some music on.
All right. Nice. Mark, what do we do first?
Well, first, I'm going to take a drink of that champagne because I'm nervous as heck. Then I figure I take off my bathrobe and play it by ear from there. I know a little bit about what to do next, but remember, I'm a virgin too.
How do you know if you haven't done it?
Well, you're not the only one who reads. And I had two roommates who were kind of loud about what they were doing some nights. Girls were pretty loud about it, too.
At least you had that. One stag film doesn't really count as comprehensive. So what did you learn from your roommates?
Well, for one thing, not to be shy.
Oh. Oh, my.
What?
You're quite fit.
Thanks. I've been getting a little exercise lately. Nothing like chasing splicers and being chased by big daddies to tighten up the old bod. You're kind of shapely yourself, if I may say so.
Now what?
All right, just put your arms around me and hold me. You'll get the idea soon enough. And if you kiss me, that'd be pretty nice. Took the words right out of my mouth.
I felt you and you touch my breasts and my nipples are hard and they hurt. Is that bad?
No. How do they feel when you touch them?
They feel... they hurt, but I like it more than light.
Here, let me try this. Thank you.
feel something in my body. Please, I don't... Please, I don't know what, but... Please.
Lie still. Let me take your panties off.
God, Mark, why are you looking at me like that?
Oh, Elizabeth. You're beautiful. And sexy.
No one's ever... Oh, that's your... Oh, that's your penis, isn't it? Is it always that big?
Huh, only when you're around.
And you're going to... No, stop. Please, that won't fit.
It's supposed to, Elizabeth. Trust me.
I trust you.
It's your first time. It may hurt at first.
Just stop talking. Just... Stop. Please, just let me rest. No. Start moving in me. Please, slow.
Like this.
Oh, yes. Oh, you're in me. Oh. I never... Oh, never. Don't stop. Please, Mark, make me yours.
God. Yes.
Oh, you're moving faster. Yes. Oh, faster. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God, you feel so good.
Oh, God, Elizabeth.
Oh, God, I love you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Oh, please. Oh, God, fuck, you feel so good. Regretting the chances I had to have sex and didn't. All this time I spent years looking for revenge, hoping for some sense of satisfaction for the work I was doing. If I had known that the greatest joy in my life wouldn't come from finding Comstock, but from finding you, well, I wouldn't have wasted so much of my time finding revenge.
Well, if I'd known, I'd have found you here. I would have stolen a rowboat. I must sound like a lovesick idiot trying to pass himself off as cool or clever.
Well, you're my lovesick idiot. I suppose that makes me your devoted damsel.
I wouldn't use those words.
I've got a better idea. Now that I know what to do, I want to do it again.
I don't know about you, but I need to rest a bit and... Oh. What are you doing then with your hand down there?
Something I read about. And we've got all night before my champion needs to take up arms again against a sea of troubles. I want you to teach me everything you know about pleasure. And I have a few things to teach you, too.
Lord, give me strength. I think I've created a monster.